back in 1930, they gave, they cut the watermelons and just gave anybody that wanted some, you know, they last cold watermelons. But they may sell them this year.
Really?
Yeah. My son-in-law, the preacher, brought me a 50-pound one yesterday and we cut.
50 pounds?
Yeah.
What size is that about?
About that long, about that big around.
They still, when they get that big, they still taste pretty good?
Yeah. Well, they have them that go up to 100 pounds.
Can't imagine 100-pound watermelon.
And they, you know, they taste pretty good. They have a good flavor. Those 100 pounds are just a little coarse, you know.
I see. Is that a red watermelon or the one that he brought you?
Yeah, it was red. The best I remember back in 1930 was all that I saw down there was red meat. Striped, you know, the striped melon, you know what I'm talking about.
Right. That's one thing that I've always been curious about, whether it would be possible to tell what color watermelon you have just by looking at it without cutting it.
No.
So.
Unless, you know, the farmer knows what kind he's planting. He won't get a, if he plants red seed for the red meat, he won't get a yellow meat. It'll be red.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other kind of melons grown around here besides watermelon?
Well, cantaloupes, yeah. Musk melons, they call them.
So is musk melons edible?
Yeah. I had the Blue Hills. They actually look like a cantaloupe. And I got, I guess it's 16 melons off of those 3 hills.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this dry weather. I would have got more, but this dry weather, so I blistered those melons. Once it rains, the vines might, you know, revive. But I hope doubt it.
Last time when I was asking you about the house that you were raised in, I meant to ask you whether it was one of these houses with these real high ceilings, that type of house.
Yeah, it was high ceilings. Warehouse.
Rick, I was interested in about how high you thought those ceilings were. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, they're about 12 feet. Most of the old ceilings used to